First, 11-0, a natural hat trick for Will Horkoff. Will Horkoff has scored again, and Michigan's up 1-0 on Mercyhurst early second period in Ann Arbor. And Minnesota scored four goals in the third period to beat Michigan Tech 6-3. Brody Ziemer had a couple of goals for the Gophers, who host the Huskies again this evening. One other note, Miami of Ohio snapped a 26-game winless streak with a 6-4 win over Ferris State. And the Wisconsin women's hockey team, 4-0, back-to-back 5-0 wins over Maine. This afternoon, Lainey Potter scored twice, and Ava McNaughton made 13 saves for Mark Johnson's club. The Badgers play their conference home opening series next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. against Minnesota Duluth. Here it's Wisconsin and Lindenwood in the series finale. We take a look at the quick trip lineups here tonight. And first off for the Badgers, in goal is freshman Daniel Hauser, 5'11", from Chestermere, Alberta. Pitched a 22-save shutout yesterday in his Wisconsin debut. Starting defenseman, junior Zach Scholes, 6'1", 200-pounder from South Lyon, Michigan. And senior Ben Dexheimer, 5'10", out of Edina, the Badgers' team captain this season. Also starting tonight at center, freshman Oliver Tolk, 5'8", 175 pounds from Gibson's, British Columbia. He had a pretty good Badgers debut yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, you can see his skill. I mean, honestly, the thing that stand out the most is him knocking a puck out of the air on a clearing attempt that would have sent someone on Lindenwood with a potential breakaway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Tolk with two helpers last night. His left winger, Ryan Botterill, 5'11", sophomore from Portage La Prairie, Manitoba. He had the empty net goal last evening, did Botterill. And then the right winger, Simon Tassi, 6'2", 200-pound senior from Montreal, playing in his 88th collegiate game. The Badgers' top line tonight, sophomore Gavin Morrissey, flanked by junior Quinn Finley and senior Christian Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald with a power play goal last night, the 30th goal of his collegiate career. Quinn Finley's got 30 in 74 games. Finley had four shots on goal last night. We'll see freshman Blake Montgomery on the left wing with freshman Grady Deering at center and senior Jack Horbach on the right wing. The fourth line tonight features senior Kyle Kukkonen on the right. Vasily Zilinov centering the final line with Finn Brink making his UW debut, the former Madison Capitals captain. The Badgers' other D pairs tonight, junior Joe Palatichuk with sophomore Logan Hensler, freshman Luke Osborne, and senior Aiden Dubinsky. And the extra skater this evening is Jack Phelan. As for Keith Fisher in his first year as Lindenwood's head coach, he's made only one change in the lineup. He's taking out Patrick Schmedlin, one of his veterans, because of an injury, and he's placing freshman Anselmo Rago in the lineup. He'll be the fourth-line right winger out of Brampton, Ontario. The starting forward line for Lindenwood features 6'6", 220-pound captain Drew Kuzma, the centerman who has 8 goals and 23 points in his 88-game career. The left winger, freshman Louis-Philippe Fontaine, 5'9", 200-pounder out of Quebec. And the right winger from St. Louis, Missouri, Tyler Lockman, who has 4 goals in 27 games played in his career. The starting defensive pairs, junior Nolan Seed, he's out of Ontario. Ethan Elias, former Madison Capital, he's from Maple Grove, Minnesota, and transferred in from St. Thomas. And in goal is Clayton Knapp, 6'2", 190-pounder from Waterville, Ohio. Knapp last night was pretty good for Lindenwood, stopped 30 of the 32 shots he faced. So there is your starting lineup brought to you by Quick Trip. And before we continue, we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin and Lindenwood on the ice. Our UW Health Injury Report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin's only player out of the lineup due to an injury. Sophomore forward Adam Pietila has an upper body injury. He hopes to return in a few weeks. I tell you, Joe Palatichuk got crushed in the first period last night, and he was injury riddled last year. Three different times he missed games, missed 11 in all. When he went to the bench, he looked like he was in enormous pain, but he basically had the wind knocked out of him. Kyle Kukkonen, on the other hand, took a blow to the head, and he has stitches above and below the right side of his mouth. He looked rather handsome today, and I know he's fired up, ready to play. It was a physical game last night.
Yeah, I mean, they had some big boys. You mentioned Kuzma, 6'6". Charles Savoie was definitely a guy who was mixing it up all night. Took some penalties, too, for his team. But, yeah, that was definitely something they wanted to set up. You mentioned before the game, before we got on air, that, you know, there's a brand-new head coach out here. Their guys are trying to impress their head coach, and that's one way in their minds that they think they can do it, for sure.
Exactly. Hitting anything in red, and I'm sure they'll try to do the same thing tonight. Healthy scratches for the Badgers this evening. Bruno Ejon, Tyson Dick, Weston Knox, and Anton Castro. The Badgers and the Lions being introduced tonight here at the Centene Community Center. It seats about 2,000 fans. It's a full bowl around the rink, and they've got cheerleaders on hand. They had a lot of youth hockey going on here earlier today, so the ice might be a little chewed up, and because it's been warm outside, might not be the greatest playing surface. It wasn't that way last night, and they're expecting the same tonight. But still, we have hockey. It's October. The season's underway, and the Badgers shoot for a sweep. When we come back, the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt follows this three-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Jobs. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger Hockey is on the air.
Badgers take the lead! And a little backhand sauce to Morrissey's stick, and Shazam! He lights the lamp again. It's 4-0.
Oh, a laser by Quinn!
Rebound there, they score! They score! They tie it up! Badgers score! Simon Tassie! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Coors Light. Wisconsin fans, choose chill. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Along with Paul Capobianco and our producer, Zach Factor, here in near St. Louis, Missouri. And it's funny listening to the intro piece that Ryan Corman from Learfield put together, and me saying Shazam on the air, which I had never done in my entire life. But John Adia is the voice of Wisconsin volleyball, occasionally texts me. So does Matt LePay. Rob Andringa used to do it all the time, too. Hey, say this on the air. Say this on the air. So I got the chance to say Shazam once last year, and now they're putting it on the pregame open for our broadcast. Wonderful. Wonderful.
That's got to become a thing somehow. I don't know if it becomes a meme or something we use somewhere along the line.
All right, Oliver Tulk will take the draw against Drew Kuzma. Badgers in their cardinal red-white trim. And Lindenwood home whites with black and gold trim. And a bit of a delay as the referees get set. And we are underway here at Lindenwood. The referees tonight, Anthony Victor and Cam Fleming, Vaughn Upton and Gerard Lamoureux. Cam Fleming did not referee last night. It was Andy Bathman, but Fleming gets the call here tonight. He has worked independent games at the Division I level and the ECHL. Shot on goal by Ben Dexheimer as he gained the line off the chest of the goaltender Clayton Knapp. He juggled it, but then held it. And a faceoff 23 seconds into the opening period here as the Badgers attack the goal to our right in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, Ben Dexheimer up at the near the far blue line on that rush up the ice. A lot of space for him to get the puck into the zone and get the shot. And it was Oliver Tulk there waiting for the rebound, the first player there, but the goaltender Knapp held on for the rebound.
Dexheimer did not have a shot on goal last night. He gets the first of the night here on the road. Face off trickles towards the Lindenwood cage. Eventually the defenseman Brody Mortensen got to it, tried to rim it around and out. No luck there. Badgers trying to hold, cannot. Here's Jake Southgate, and he'll whip it into the Wisconsin zone. Far corner as we look to the left at center ice. It's Christian Fitzgerald retrieving the puck in the Wisconsin zone. Tries to one-hand it out. Unsuccessful at that attempt, but there's Logan Hensler to pick it up. He fires a pass ahead that goes off the wall, taken by Lindenwood across the line. It's Gio Morneau, and his pass cross ice was intercepted. And the Badgers' Quinn Finley after it. He'll dump it in and give chase. Mortensen got there first. Finley tries to lift his stick. No luck. Mortensen's got it up the left wing wall. Snaps off a pass right wing. Lindenwood onside. Quick shot off the blocker of goaltender Daniel Hauser. It came from Jaden Mercier. The Badgers try to jam it out to center. Now overskating Montgomery, and then Luke Osborne had it. Poked off his stick by Adam Raisler. Second line left wing for Lindenwood. Luke Osborne had it behind the net, lost it. Little physicality again going on from Lindenwood as Olivier Oud applied some pressure on Osborne, and now Montgomery hit pretty good by the defenseman Jake Delaney at the Lindenwood blue line, and the Badgers retreat to their own zone. Minute 40 into the first, no score. Wisconsin and Lindenwood in game two of the season.
Yeah, Montgomery took a shot in a similar place, the opposite side of the rink last night. Took it again here, waiting for a puck at the blue line.
Oh, from his knees, Ethan Zilke in the low left circle fired one. An aerial shot that went through the crease to the far corner. The Badgers gather it in, and Kyle Kukkonen will dump and chase. But Lindenwood quickly to it, and they'll exit their zone. Zilke, the left-hander, flips it ahead to Anselmo Rago, making his collegiate debut out of Brampton, Ontario. Played for the Penticton Bees of the British Columbia Hockey League, and now Wisconsin's Finn Brink making his Badgers debut. His pass to the slot for Zelenoff off a stick and out of play. 2:23 gone by. Wisconsin and Lindenwood, no score.
Just a little bit of flow here, back and forth. After a game under their belt, it looks a little bit cleaner for Wisconsin tonight. Yeah. Last night, the first couple minutes, there were opportunities, but just things weren't quite working. Stuck our pucks bouncing off sticks, turnovers here. It's just a little bit cleaner, it looks like.
Face off to the left of Clayton Knapp, the former Minnesota Duluth Bulldog. Oliver Tulk will take the draw. He's going against Drew Kuzma again. And Tulk got his backhand on it about 5 feet up the glass on the near side wall. Badgers hold the zone. Walking the line is Dexheimer. He'll flip it to the left corner. There to try to pull it free. Tulk, instead it's Tassie. Wraparound backhand goes off the defenseman, or Kuzma's skate on goal, and Knapp has to pounce on it. And the Badgers applying some pressure early on.
Yeah, good pressure behind the net for Wisconsin, and Tassie could see him looking out front, didn't see anything, and went on the far side of the net, spun it around and tried to put in some traffic, and as you mentioned, bounced right off the skate of Kuzma. You know, we saw John Ramage the other night. We were talking about memories of pucks bouncing off of him and going in the net. That was Simon Tassi maybe trying to take a little lesson and put one in off the Lindenwood player.
Ben Tulk to take the draw. Spent 4 years in Calgary in the Western Hockey League. Had a 282 points in 278 career games. Not bad. And 109 points in 76 a year ago. Produced two helpers last night in the Badgers 3-0 season-opening victory. Here's Ryan Botterill, skates behind the net, tied up by Mortensen. Puck off the shelf, far wall, and gathered in now by Tyler Lockman out of St. Louis. The right-handed forward sent it towards the offensive zone, batted away. Botterill's got it wide left into the attacking zone, looking in front, Oliver Tulk, and they didn't connect. Ooh, and then a big collision as Tassi goes down, knocked down by Yakish. Very physical defenseman, even though he's only 5'8", 175. Boy, Tulk had a golden opportunity. Nice patience and feed from Ryan Botterill, it appeared.
Yeah, Botterill definitely could have taken a shot, but he made the decision to pass.
Fitzgerald now tries to go upstairs short side, and Knapp fought it off. Here comes Lindenwood the other way. Connor Jingle, the defenseman, outlets to Lockman, but the Badgers take it from there. Morrissey now turns to his right, up to the red line, drops off at the offensive blue line to Finley. Slot pass for Fitzgerald, just out of his reach. Southgate after it, outlet far side, found the stick of Giovanni Morneau. And now it's Mercier being slowed as Dubinsky physical, but Lindenwood forces a turnover, and from his right knee, or left knee that is, Southgate fired one from the hash marks along the boards and grabbed by Daniel Hauser, and he hangs on. No score, 16:06 to go in the opening period. First shot on goal of the night for the Lindenwood Lions.
We talked about how Hauser is super calm and just simple movements. That one, he showed a little bit of leather there when he made that save with the glove and pulled it up to himself. Little flash there.
Olivia Oud takes the draw, but Wisconsin's Grady Deering won that faceoff. Lead feed for Horbach off a stick deep into the Lindenwood zone. The goaltender behind his cage rims it around the glass up the near side boards, and it's taken there by Adam Raisler. Left-hander across the line, spins a 360 with Phelan in his way and push the puck deep. Now a centering pass stopped on the far side by the skate of Hauser, never got to the paint. Wisconsin's Phelan now pressured, double team, left it off for Osborne. He's tied up in the corner, tried to muscle it ahead to Deering. Horbach after it, had his stick slashed out of his hands, and Wisconsin's going to get an early Kunis power play 4.5 minutes in. Slashing penalty on Lindenwood. The Badgers get a man advantage.
Yeah, Badgers just trying to break out of their own end, and Lindenwood player, two-hander, knocked the stick right out of Wisconsin's hand. Try to keep the play going with some feet, but ref right along the boards, up the ice. Easy call for him. And Wisconsin, again, got the lead yesterday with a power play a little bit later in the game than this, but pretty close. And that kind of
with the man advantage, Morrissey to take the draw. Finley, Fitzgerald along with Tassi and Dexheimer. Morrissey battling for the biscuit, but eventually picked up by Lindenwood, and they'll send it all the way down. Hauser will leave it off for Ben Dexheimer, and some token forechecking pressure, a 1-3 forecheck on this penalty kill. Badgers gain the line. Finley drops off left wing. Dexheimer skates to the dot, snaps off a shot that was blocked. Finley picks it up, passes left wing to Morrissey. Fitzgerald will work the bumper position. Down low, it's Tassi looking for the puck at the goal line. Instead, Dexheimer straight away. Right wing now, Finley. Finley didn't score in his season debut last year against Lindenwood, and then the next game he scored twice. We'll see if he can replicate that here tonight. Morrissey pass, Fitzgerald shot, LePant save made by Knapp. Good look, Morrissey to Christian Fitzgerald. Again in front, Fitzgerald scores! Oh, he went right back to him, Morrissey to Fitzgerald. Power play goal, Wisconsin on top again, early, 1-0.
A lot of space in front of the net there for Christian Fitzgerald. Just about 5 feet above the goal crease. And as you said, he failed once, come back around to him, and he succeeded the second time low on the ice. I think it beat the right pad of the goaltender Knapp, and the Badgers get that Christian Fitzgerald power play goal early to take a lead.
Second goal of the year, both on a power play for Fitzgerald, who lit the lamp only once on the man advantage last year. He's got two power play goals here tonight, and he's 4 goals away from his season total of 6 goals overall a year ago. Lindenwood wins the draw, rims it around as Hauser, so that allows Wisconsin to escape. And now Hensler pokes at it near the Lindenwood blue line, eventually got it into the zone. Knapp will drop it off for the defenseman Mortensen, who uses the high glass to clear, but he iced the puck. Icing waved off, and not sure why. We play on. We're skating 5-on-5. Here's Finn Brink to dump it down in. Brink so overjoyed to be playing for the Wisconsin Badgers. He sat and watched as a healthy scratch last night, but he's in the lineup tonight. Left-hander wearing number 27, Finn Brink. He's with Kukkonen right now. And Vasily Zelenov. Badgers hold the zone. Zelenov in on the forecheck far corner, near corner. Ties up Zilke, but Lindenwood able to get it to center. Osborne almost mishandled. Savoie was in his way. Osborne picked it up, and at center ice, he'll bank it down in. So Christian Fitzgerald gets the Badgers on the board here. Again, 5:15 into the opening period. Fitzgerald with the goal from Morrissey. And the Badgers on top. Osborne, really smooth skater, can move left or right rather quickly, hit the brakes and get started quickly. Badgers battling for it in the offensive zone. It's lobbed out to center, and Osborne after it there. Tries to bank it ahead to Tulk too far. Ethan Elias bumped it off now far side. Morneau, little left-hander, shoots one low right pad save. Rebound there. Hauser stoned. Morneau or Mercier on that rebound attempt. Morneau the initial shot. Mercier right there, and Hauser back-to-back stops.
Yeah, tough save for the first one with a kick save. The puck went straight to the stick of Lindenwood, and Hauser quickness got back into position fast and was there for the second save.
Oh, centering pass. They're trying to go D to D in their own zone. Lindenwood almost gave it away to Horbach. Now Deering on the attack. He shoots one, missed the net. Off the glass far corner, held in by Wisconsin. Shot by Zach Scholes, blocked down by Southgate, and it slides back Wisconsin's way. 5-1 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers, who lead 1-0, 7.5 minutes gone by. Scholes trailing, able to knock the puck off Hipkins' stick. It's loose and neutralized. Now Scholes has to hustle back. Phelan chopped at it off the hand of Horbach. And now taken by Yakish, who was knocked down. Puck taken by Oud. Oud fans off right side in the Wisconsin zone. He shoots one partially deflected. It's on goal, and Hauser gloved it and hung on. 12:08 to go in the first. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Christian Fitzgerald with a power play goal.
Talk about how physical was Lindenwood was last night. Maybe because of the penalty kill they've been on. We haven't seen those hits yet. I know we're only 8 minutes in or so, but that was definitely made it difficult for Wisconsin yesterday. The Badgers get a lead a little bit earlier tonight and maybe take some of that play away from Lindenwood, although that we saw that was the first kind of physical play behind the net with Scholes and Oud.
Face off to the left of Daniel Hauser. It comes all the way out to the point, and a shot, a wrister by the defenseman. Connor Jingle was blocked away. And now Fitzgerald avoids a hit from Kuzma, and the Badgers lift it back out to center. Fitzgerald then takes the puck from Lockman, skates left into the offensive zone, tried to set up Finley for a one-timer, and Finley got the heel of his stick on it, but nothing on goal. And now it's back Wisconsin zone. Polatichuk, good defense with help from Dexheimer, preventing a two-on-two from developing. Christian Fitzgerald goes to get the puck and finds Dexheimer. Angles a pass to Morrissey. Badgers backpedaling in their own zone before Finley comes to help. And he'll gain the red line and fire it in. Fitzgerald knocked down at the Lindenwood blue line, no penalty. You know, last night, the Lions were heading anything in red, and oftentimes it was after a whistle or when the referees weren't looking. There were 14 penalties called last night, very physical play. Vasily Zelenov took a forearm elbow to the head at one point. No penalty was called. Thankfully, Zelenov was fine. Here's Kukkonen on the fly, left wing, pressured and lost possession. Lifted along the far side wall, bounces off the boards. Wisconsin Zelenov frees the puck for Kukkonen, and he wrists one that's stopped by Knapp. It was fluttering in the air, dropped to his right. Badgers pick up the loose puck. Here's Fink setting up Dubinsky, denied by Knapp. Pinpoint shot by Aiden Dubinsky. Badgers getting good looks on the Lindenwood net. Now Dubinsky with a physical play, snaps off a pass, high slot for Zelenov. It's off his stick and back into the Wisconsin zone. Lindenwood badly needs a change. Badgers deflect into the attacking zone, and the Lions get some fresh players out there, but the Badgers after the puck and Botterill. Out to the left point, Luke Osborne steps to his left, shoots one, he scores! Luke Osborne, his first goal is Wisconsin Badger, 2-0 Wisconsin.
Badgers have been a blanket over Lindenwood in the offensive zone. Just The forecheck keeps turning pucks over. This time they get it deep and it comes back around. Luke Osborne throws the puck on net. Some traffic in front, and the net moves from the far side past Knapp, and the Badgers get the two-goal lead here early in the first period.
9:39, the time of the goal. Luke Osborne scores his first in the Cardinal and White. He had 11 for Youngstown last year when he was named the USHL Defenseman of the Year. The Buffalo Sabres draft choice celebrates his first Badgers marker. 2-0 Wisconsin, not even halfway through the opening period. Well, the Badgers got the early lead last night, won 3-0, and they're up 2-0 here with 50 minutes left. Here's Tuck now on the attack, right wing. Tassi wants it. Tuck sauce pass in front. Great sliding left pad saved by Knapp, denying Botterill. What a sauce pass by Tuck to the tape of Botterill's stick.
A lot of like on that play. Great pass, and the goaltender dragging the left leg made the stop as the puck went back against the grain.
John Evans took a shoulder from Simon Tassi. Puck loose in the Wisconsin zone. Scholes rims it around now to Montgomery. Steps around the defenseman Mortensen and trying to get some transition going, but the Badgers need a change. Montgomery at the offensive blue line holds possession as the Badgers get some fresh players out there. Deering with Montgomery and Horbach. Right point Hensler back to Montgomery. Puts it towards Horbach off his sticker leg. Came out high to Hensler. Shoots one low. Knee save made by Knapp. Boy, he is getting peppered so far here tonight. And now Horbach goes down and another penalty. This one comes on Lindenwood's Luis Philippe Fontaine. And the Badgers get another Kunis power play. When we come back, Christian Fitzgerald scored on the power play. Then freshman Luke Osborne lit the lamp. Wisconsin leads Lindenwood 2-0. Back in a moment from the Rail Transport broadcast table. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger's second power play underway. Finley puts one in front and headed for Tassi. Went off the paddle of the stick of goaltender Knapp. Now Tassi retrieves left goal line. Fires it out to Finley. Wisconsin with a 2-0 lead on a power play again. Finley from the slot just missed the upper left-hand corner. Then the puck by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald or Morrissey. It was Fitzgerald. He was able to get it up over the top of Knapp, hit the bottom of the crossbar, and went in the back of the net. Another power play goal for Fitzgerald. It's 3-0.
I think that was the third try on that attempt by Wisconsin. I mean, they had Lindenwood running all over the place on this penalty kill. One-timer is wide. One-timer is bouncing off, retrieving pucks all over the place. And then finally on the third time, this charm for Christian Fitzgerald. The Badgers are up big time here, super early in this game. Barely 12 minutes in, it's 3-0.
Christian Fitzgerald scores his second of the game, third of the weekend. All have come on the man advantage. 11:48 the time of this goal, and the Badgers have a 3-0 lead. They've outshot Lindenwood 11-4. Clayton Knapp remains between the pipes for the Lions. Badgers forced a turnover. Polatichuk patient, throws it to open ice deep into the Lions zone, but the Badgers were offside. They have to touch up. That gives Lindenwood some time to exit the zone, but then they turn it over, and Jack Horbach will send it in. Knapp out of his net, and he'll paddle it all the way around and out to the Wisconsin zone, and that's where Dubinsky picks it up. Long lead feed for Montgomery, deflected back into the Wisconsin end. Osborne goes to get it. Badgers lead 3-0. A pair of power play goals from Fitzgerald and a first goal for Luke Osborne, who flies into the Lindenwood zone, hits the brakes in the right corner, feeds Deering out high. Straightaway now Dubinsky looking for Montgomery coming off the right wing wall. It went off his stick. Blake tried to get it deep. That was deflected. Bounces near the Lindenwood bench. Hipkin puts his shoulder into Dubinsky, and then Montgomery clobbered Hipkin from behind, and the Badgers freshman's going to get the gate. The Lions are going to get their first power play of the night.
Yeah, Montgomery, we've seen him take a few hits. This one, he got a Lindenwood player from behind. Just a puck battle in front of the Lindenwood bench right where the door opens towards the red line, and hit from behind. Refs are talking a little bit about it here. Waiting to see what the call is. The linesmen are getting involved as well. Definitely hit from behind. It was a, yep. If you're going to do it, presumably not on purpose, obviously, but you're going to do it in front of the bench there. There's no glass to crunch on, so better for the person getting hit.
Yep. Referees are going to take a look at video replay to determine whether this should be a five-minute major or not. We'll take a break with the Badgers leading 3-0, 7:09 to go in the opening period. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryan dealer at Bryan.com. That's Bryan.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Our opening face-off tonight brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Two-minute minor, the referee Cam Fleming says, against Wisconsin freshman Blake Montgomery for boarding or checking from behind. So the Badgers will be shorthanded here for the next couple of minutes. They were perfect on the penalty kill last night, 6-for-6.
They were. And when they got possession of the puck, or they got the puck out, it was really hard for Lindenwood to get it back in. Obviously want to continue that great penalty kill. That was actually a pretty pivotal call. I know it's 3-0. It's
right,
kind of almost too easy so far for Wisconsin. A major versus a minor penalty, that makes a huge difference in this game.
So Montgomery in the penalty box. Badgers send out Aiden Dubinsky, Joe Palatichuk, Gavin Morrissey, and Jack Horbach. Mercier running the left wing. Seed at the point with Morneau on the right flank. Southgate the bumper behind the net. In front of the net eventually will be Drew Kuzma. Bouncing puck, reaching for Palatichuk. Kuzma protects it with his big body. He rims it around now to Morneau. Cross ice Mercier, left wing looking. Steps in and is shot off the stick of Palatichuk and out of play. Good stick by Joe Palatichuk. Joe had an assist last night in his season debut. Struggled last year with all sorts of injuries. Managed only 1 point and 4 points, one goal last season after an 18-point freshman campaign. Mike Hastings talked glowingly about Palatichuk and the work he did this offseason. His goal is to play in the National Hockey League. He wanted to be healthier, stronger, leaner, and working with Tommy Enkrot, he certainly has moved closer to that point. Power play continues now for Lindenwood. Savoie pass to the right wing, deflected by Wisconsin's Finley to the stick of Fitzgerald, and now Finley will set it down in. Badgers up 3-0, shorthanded here for another minute 15.
Yeah, we talk about Joe Palatichuk, his freshman year. He started out gangbusters. He was so good. He when the Badgers got to the NCAA tournament, he was one of those guys that stood out too and yes, played in those big moments. And it was definitely disappointing or unfortunate to see what happened to him last year, and hopefully healthy this year and have another big season.
Here's Gavin Morrissey across the line, shorthanded with it, lost it, muffed it, got it back, passed it back door for Horbach, went off a skate behind the net. Now Lindenwood's got the puck. Charles Savoie up ahead, center ice, leaves it back now for Oud. He'll rim it around to the far corner. Dubinsky after it for the Badgers. The outlet up the middle. It eludes the stick of Horbach, and Savoie's got it again for Lindenwood. Wanted to bump it back to the point. Instead, centers one. Here's Fontaine missing the net. And a quick shot by Lindenwood's Oud. Blockered away, I believe, by Hauser and up out of play. Boy, Hauser, he came out and challenged the initial shot on the left wing by Fontaine. He was a foot outside the crease. Had to scramble back to stop Oud's drive.
Yeah, that was some wide open ice there for Lindenwood on that play. Some nice passing play to the high slot. Shot missed. As you mentioned, the rebound came right out, and he went down. He's small, but he got his arm up and knocked that puck away with the blocker and out of play.
Lindenwood wins the draw. Badgers still have 19 seconds left to kill on this penalty, and Finley gets in the way of the pass, and it deflects to Christian Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald will dump it down in with a backhand, and that might do it for the Lindenwood power play if the Badgers can prevent the breakout. But here comes the fleet-footed Connor Jingle, left-handed defenseman, up to Morneau. Stick handling, looking, is shot off of Jack Phelan's stick into the protected netting, stopping play with 5:23 to go. Boy, there were 15 seconds on the penalty time when I looked down behind the net. And there's 14 seconds left on the penalty time right now, and they just went the length of the ice. So I don't think the clock is right. There's 5:06 to go on the clock. Keith Fisher, actually, the Lindenwood coach, is pointing up to the clock, and now there's no time on the Wisconsin penalty. Blake Montgomery has made his way to the Badgers' bench. So the penalty time has expired. The time of the penalty was 12:51. So at 14:51, now the penalty's expired. But all of a sudden, there were 14 seconds left on the penalty clock, so the referees are over to talk to the official scorer and the clock operator. Badger Hockey brought to you by American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. So I know Fitzgerald's first goal, assisted by Gavin Morrissey and Quinn Finley. Osborne scored from Ryan Botterill. And then Fitzgerald right now, his second power play goal, they say unassisted at 11:48.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll take a look in between periods to make sure the scoring. The refs are taking a look right now to check the clock. Yeah. I know, according to some folks, that the stream maybe isn't working that well either. So right now,
the video stream.
Right now, things are a little hiccup in early here in the season.
Yeah,
Lindenwood trying to get the clock straightened out, the stream straightened out, and whatever else.
Hopefully, our radio signal is crystal clear, and our streaming on the Varsity Network app, which is free. You can listen anywhere, anytime on the Varsity Network app. Wisconsin hockey. Volleyball, football, basketball. But yeah, the referees are taking a look at a few things right now, trying to get the clock all situated. Hey, while we have time, we might, you know, we've talked about the changes that have been made in college hockey, certainly when it comes to recruiting, but the NCAA Men's and Women's Hockey Selection Committee changed the way that teams make the national tournament field starting this year. Instead of using the pairwise rankings, they'll use the NCAA Power Index, a different computer formula that coaches agreed better identify the best teams. And in addition, the committee ruled that teams no longer need to have a winning record to qualify for the NCAA tournament. It all comes down to this NCAA Power Index, or the NPI. Really not much different from the pairwise, other than if you're not 500 or if you're below 500, you still got a chance to get in.
Yeah, I know some of the college hockey people, websites, College Hockey News, USCHO, they took a look, and I think in the last 5 years, all the same exact teams would have made the NCAA tournament with this new system. There would have been a couple of adjustments in the seeding of the tournament, but generally the same teams would have made it. And that 500 rule is interesting because back in 2008, when the Wisconsin Badgers finished under 500 and got into the NCAA tournament, the hockey changed that rule. So you had to have a winning record to get into the NCAA tournament as an at-large team. Obviously, you could win a tournament and still get in as an automatic bid, but now it's going back and putting faith in the computer system, back to say if the computer says you're good enough, then you're good enough. And certain leagues, like you look at the Big Ten this year, whatever, it feels like it's pretty stacked. So if you could finish with a not a great record, 500 below in your conference in the Big Ten, you might have your resume might be good enough anyway to get into the NCAA tournament. So yeah,
six of the seven teams in the Big Ten nationally ranked in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. We've got a delay here at the Centene Community Center, a clock issue. Blake Montgomery's penalty appeared to have expired, but there was still time on the penalty clock. The clock was down to 5:03. Now it's at 5:08. The time of Montgomery's penalty was 12:51. His penalty has expired, so apparently everything's straightened out. Both teams are at full strength. 3-0 Wisconsin. By the way, Fitzgerald's first goal from Morrissey and Finley, Osborne's goal from Botterill, and then Fitzgerald's second power play goal assisted by Simon Tassie and Quinn Finley. 3-0 Wisconsin. Badgers 2-for-2 on the man advantage, 1-for-1 on the penalty kill. And Lindenwood will dump it in. It bumps off the end boards right to the right of goaltender Daniel Hauser on his knees. He stops it with his stick and covers for a faceoff with just under 5 minutes to play in the first.
Yes, Quinn Finley with a couple of helpers here early on the power play. I know he was didn't hit the score sheet yesterday. One of the top scorers back in college hockey this year. Sure, he's looking to hit the net with a shot, but a couple of points gets you partway there.
75th career game for Finley. He's now got 58 points in his collegiate career. Lindenwood holds the zone. Shot was off the body of Botterill. Now Ryan's got it, looking for a lead feed. Lobs it ahead to Tassie. Couldn't handle the bouncing puck. Back out to the red line, and it's fired in by Lindenwood, and that stung the linesman, Gerard Lamoureux, who's holding his right arm and shoulder. Boy, he took that frozen puck right to the right arm. Here's Finn Brink. Drop pass Dubinsky. His shot into the bread basket of the goaltender Clayton Knapp, and he hangs on for a faceoff with 4:21 left here in the first. It's 3-0 Wisconsin.
Hockey players are known to be tough officials.
Yeah.
They are known to be tough also. They take hits all the time. That one, that puck was a dump in pretty, had some steam on it. He's kind of dragging his right arm as he skates back up in the ice and back to the blue line doing his job.
Lamoureux, a familiar hockey name. Probably spent time in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Yeah, there's a lot
there's
of them.
A few
right
of them,
there.
Yep.
A few Olympic women's players, a goaltender, and more.
Badgers win the faceoff, Phelan to Kukkonen. Kukkonen cross ice, and Phelan has to take it off the wall. He'll dump it to the corner. Brink didn't reach it. Instead, Lindenwood did. Break out to Fontaine. Backhand scoop pass for Lockman. Good play by Scholes with his stick to chop it. Lockman's stick. Able to take the puck to gain possession, but the Badgers give it right back. Mortensen now up to the red line and Fontaine. It goes airborne about 10 feet, then came down to the ice. Fontaine's got it again. Hands off to the big left-hander Kuzma. His centering pass taken away by Wisconsin. There's Zilinoff now. He tries to dangle at the blue line, gains the zone, flips it back to the left point. Tracked down by Wisconsin, and Kukkonen will shovel it deep. Zilinoff after it. Dexheimer back to Zilinoff. Back to Dexheimer. Walks the line looking straight away. Dexheimer hits the brakes. His wrister blocked down in front by Mortensen. And clear now Yakish. Badgers need a change. Deering on for Zilinoff. And here comes Yakish. And the defenseman shoots one good stick by the lanky Deering to knock it out of play. And we've got 3:19 left here in the first of 3-0 Wisconsin advantage.
Wisconsin's been really good with their sticks this weekend. They've been on the rush with sticks right on the puck, knocking shots into the back netting. We've seen it on the penalty kill. It's definitely been something, a strength of theirs this weekend.
Face off to the left of Hauser, reaching for it. Lions on the near side. Rago carried into the wall by Dexheimer. Battling for it is Deering. Eventually Dexheimer tapped it off to Palatichuk. His outlet pass behind the intended receiver Montgomery, but Horbach after it, sending pass to Deering, intercepted by Lindenwood, and they try to transition, but Montgomery slides over, 2-on-1 to our right. Montgomery with Deering, pass to Deering, good play defensively, puck came free. Oh, Kukkonen, no, that was Hensler, denied in tight by Knapp. Here comes Lindenwood the other way. Savoy slot pass Delaney, that handcuffed him, but he took it off the boards and turned and fired one on goal, and Hauser ready for it, made the stop and hung on. 2:40 to go in the first. 3-0 Badgers.
Kind of a crazy save by Knapp. He was, I think both legs are up in the air, sprawled out, did whatever he could to cover the net, made the save. Heck of a save, heck of a play.
Face off to the left of Daniel Hauser. He stopped all six Lindenwood shots on goal so far. Morrissey digs in, wins it to Osborne, taps it back to Phelan. Phelan now skates into some pressure, but exits it to Morrissey, gathered in by Osborne. Waddles his way into the offensive zone, flies back behind the net, turns and looks at the net and tried to go far side. Blocker side just didn't get it upstairs enough as Knapp made the save and covered. What a fantastic play by Luke Osborne on the attack.
That was wild. He came around the net. He just stood there.
He came
there
around.
There was no Lindenwood player anywhere near him. He had all day to shoot the puck. He tried to pick a spot. Knapp made a hell of a save from point blank.
He came around the net and actually turned and squared his shoulders at the cage, and nobody touched him. And so he was trying to pick a spot, and I just don't think he got enough of the puck.
There was no one even looking at him, I don't think, other than the goaltender.
Right. And Knapp has been busy tonight. No time to take a nap for Clayton Knapp. He's stopped 16 of the 19 shots he's faced so far. Still 2 minutes to go in the opening period. Morrissey knocks the puck free from Evans, but John Evans, the RPI transfer, dumps it in. First to it, Wisconsin's Osborne. Flipped it ahead to Fitzgerald. Up the middle now to Phelan. Phelan skates ahead to the red line. Phelan to the blue line. Stick handling around. Mortensen fell down. No penalty. Able to release a pass to Morrissey. Hard rim around that Dexheimer tracks down right side. Now Morrissey lets the puck go to the far corner in Tassi. Hits the brakes and cuts back right. Tassi stick handling behind the net. Centering pass intended for Finley. Mortensen got his stick in the way. Finley, though, goes to get it in the corner. Drops it off for Morrissey. And then Finley tackled behind the net by Mortensen. Neither of the two will get up. The referee finally blows his whistle, and either just to get a faceoff or maybe to take both of them off the ice with 1:23 to go in the first.
And one of their helmets fell off. The Lindenwood player's helmet fell off. I think that's what the whistle was for.
Yep.
He pointed at him like you do sometimes when there's a penalty. Pointed at the player, pointed it to the bench.
Right.
Because he needs to go off with his helmet coming off.
That was Brody Mortensen, the sophomore from Humboldt, Saskatchewan. Face off to the right of Knapp. Tulk back out with Botterill and Tassi. Scholes and Dexheimer, the defensive pair. 3-0 Wisconsin on top. Tulk wins the draw. Botterill goes to get it. Left corner stick handling. Force behind the cage. Botterill, what's he going to do? Hands off Dexheimer. Runs to the net. Little backhand shot denied by Knapp. Oh, he just went walking the right goal line. Unimpeded, and Knapp made the stop. And now Lindenwood lobs it over the point man. After it is Jingle, the defenseman. Wisconsin Scholes got there first. And a nifty one-hand flip pass to Botterill as Scholes was double-teamed on the near wall. And Wisconsin sends it back the other way, and now Lindenwood accidentally turned from behind the net without watching and threw it the length of the ice, but it never made it to the Wisconsin goal line, so icing waved off, and the Badgers will try here again in the final half minute to add to the lead. Tulk in the corner. Botterill double-teamed. Kukkonen tackled into the far wall by Giovanni Morneau, and the Badgers will get their third power play with 30 seconds left in the first.
And Morneau's not happy with that one. Kukkonen, I think, was making a turn and maybe was losing his footing already, but Morneau in a bad spot there. Stick on the back of Kukkonen, finished the job for him, and Badgers go on another power play. They're perfect tonight, 2 for 2. Christian Fitzgerald, I should say, is perfect on the power play tonight. The Badgers got a chance to add to a 3-0 lead here in the first.
19:29, the time of the penalty to Giovanni Morneau, the Ottawa native cross-checking. Lindenwood won the draw and will send it the length of the ice. Dexheimer will go to get it, 20 seconds to go in the period. Dexheimer, left wing pass, caught by Morrissey. Gain the red line, now the blue, and a whistle, and they'll say Wisconsin offside. They're saying Finley was offside. Quinn's like, what? But the linesman on the far side, Vaughn Upton, caught number 19 just a step too early, and they'll drop the puck in the neutral zone with 14.3 seconds to go in the period.
I think this period needs to end. There's so much snow on the ice right now.
There is.
Play behind the net there. Ben Dexheimer tried to take the puck with him. It stopped. He put the puck up the ice, and it looked like he was playing on a lake and the snow flying up from the puck going up the ice.
There were several youth hockey games on this rink here today, the last of which ended about 5 minutes to six, about an hour 5 minutes or an hour 15 minutes before the puck drop for this Division I contest. Puck is loose at neutral, and Dexheimer will get there first. 9 seconds left. Pass attempt, he flubbed. Finley picked it up. Sails off a stick and into the crowd. 4.6 seconds left. Young man thrilled to get to the puck before his friends could. Getting a round of applause from the fans that are here. Not many. Again, I'd say 600-700 potentially. A lot of red in the building here tonight. A lot more red, especially on the in the stands that are right below us to our right and left. Now the referees are chatting again about something. We've had a couple of delays here tonight. And now they're going to drop the puck outside the Lindenwood zone with 4.6 seconds left. Badgers scored three last night in one in shutout fashion. They've got three here tonight. And that's how the first period is going to end as Lindenwood won the draw as the horn sounds. A very productive first period for the Wisconsin Badgers. Christian Fitzgerald scored on the power play, not once, but twice. And in between, defenseman Luke Osborne with his first collegiate goal. Wisconsin leads Lindenwood by the score of 3-0 after one period of play. And more is happening now as the Badgers and the Lions head to their respective locker rooms as the referee made some sort of hand gesture at center and then went and spoke with the official score. Did you see what he did?
He gave the unsportsmanlike conduct symbol. I don't know who he called it on. I assume it was Lindenwood, just the way they came out of the box and were chatting. But it is Scholes right now talking to the Lions or the referee to find out. But there's definitely another penalty called here. I'm not, again, one of the teams.
Now Mike Hastings, who's making his way across the ice, getting an explanation from the referee, Cam Fleming, and that stopped Hastings in his tracks. And now he holds his forehead. And now he's saying, come on. Fleming, who did not work the game last night, replacing Andy Bathman, is making an explanation to Hastings, and Hastings is barking back at him. Well, we're headed to the intermission. We'll clear this up when we come back. The Badgers have a 3-0 lead on Lindenwood. Hey, Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's kid of the game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride of the Zamboni during intermission. Again, go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. It's-
Back in Missouri for the first intermission report brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Wisconsin with a 3-0 lead. Christian Fitzgerald scored the first goal of the game like he did last night on a power play at 5:15, assisted by Gavin Morrissey and Quinn Finley. Badgers added to their lead when Luke Osborne scored his first collegiate goal at 9:39. Ryan Botterill got the lone helper on that one. And then the Badgers got another power play little after that, a couple of minutes later, and Christian Fitzgerald scored again. His third of the season came at 11:48 from Simon Tassie and Quinn Finley. 16-6, Badgers shots on goal. They have the advantage in that department. Clayton Knapp with 13 saves, and Daniel Hauser a perfect 6-for-6 in the opening period. Badgers so far 2-for-3 on the power play. Lindenwood is 0-for-1. And when you look at the faceoffs, Badgers have lost 16 of 24, although Oliver Tulk is 4 out of 7. Good first period for the Badgers. And, you know, last night they scored one power play goal in 4 chances. And they knew Lindenwood would be physical again. And that's what the Lions' MO has been here in the first couple of games of the season. And, boy, you can really sting a team that's maybe a little too physical by putting the puck in the back of the net when they give you a chance.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you want to make teams pay for when they hurt you in that manner. And the Badgers got on it early and really looked like a somewhat different offensive team today. They're just rolling around. There's most of the play has been up the ice. They blocked most of the shots when Lindenwood's getting up on the rush. We talked about good sticks. And Christian Fitzgerald, a guy who had a great freshman year in Mankato, been a decent player for Wisconsin the first couple of years. But he's on a roll here to start the year. 3 goals. He's found a little spot in front of the net here. His goals have been right from net front presence. Yep. And he's found a lot of room in the net front because Lindenwood's been playing. I don't know what they've been playing, but they're leaving a lot of space for Wisconsin in the offensive zone.
They're playing pre-bent defense is what they're playing.
Yeah, zone with staying still on the zone and giving the Badgers room. But Badgers, they got to still take advantage and finish on those plays, and they've found a way to finish 3 times so far. And you got 40 minutes to go. Keep it going.
Yeah, Fitzgerald shooting 50% tonight. He's shot the puck on goal 4 times and lit the lamp twice. Badgers with a 3-0 lead on Lindenwood after the opening period of play. We'll check the scoreboard when we come back. This first intermission report brought to you by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Cover Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Save big money on your next project when you shop at Menards. Atlas Pinnacle Shingles Super Wide Design saves on installation time. Plus, 3M Scotchgard Protector prevents black streaks for the life of the roof. Get a free estimate fast with our new roofing design and buy program and save big money with Atlas Shingles. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Atlas roofing products.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin with a 3-0 lead on Lindenwood here in the first intermission. Elsewhere in college hockey in the Big Ten, Minnesota has a 3-2 lead on Michigan Tech early second period at Mariucci Arena. Minnesota had to retool after losing a lot of fine talent from a year ago, including high-scoring forward Jimmy Snuggerud. Also departing Minnesota, Oliver Moore, Matthew Wood, defenseman Sam Rinzel, and Ryan Chesley. The Gophers bring in a fine freshman class. One of the highly touted freshmen, L.J. Mooney, has scored. Again, Minnesota leads Michigan Tech 3-2 in the second period. Michigan on top of Mercyhurst 3-0 third period in Ann Arbor. Cole McKinney, highly touted recruit, gets his first goal in the maize and blue. And after a 6-3 win last night for Penn State, the Nittany Lions are scoreless. Now it's 1-0 Arizona State leading Penn State second period down in the desert. So Arizona State on the board taking the lead against the Nittany Lions in the second period of play. The Wisconsin women's hockey team defeated Maine today 5-5.